صلوات الله وسلامه عليه. أما بعد, I have to apologize for coming a bit late or late. As I prepared to come, a big elderly relative came into the house, so I have to wait for him to settle down before I can come. That was why we came late. Sorry, please. If I followed what they wanted, I might not have even been able to come at all. So I just gave an excuse. I have a class. He said, okay, hear this one too. So I heard that one before we came out. So I apologize for this lateness. It was not intended. We are on Al-Aslul Ashir in our book, Awad Rahman. How are you? Fiqh al-Fitr by Sheikh Muhammad, Sheikh Sulaiman ibn Salim Allah al-Ruhayl, Al-Aslul Ashir. The 10th point we need to pay attention to during Fitr, during the times of crisis. There are issues that we should pay attention to. He was listing them one after the other. On the 10th issue, he said, من فقه الفتن أن الفتن تجتنب ولا تجتلب. From what we must understand about fitan, problems, tribulations, is that تجتنب, they are better avoided. Avoid fitan. ولا تجتلب. Don't seek after it. Don't run after fitna. تجتنبها. You should do what? Avoid it. Don't let it happen. Avoid everything that can bring you into fitna. It's not just about this fitna. Avoid fitna. If you have a wife, don't say something to your wife that will bring fitna to you. Don't say something to your brother that will bring fitna to you. Don't say something to your mother that will bring fitna to you. Why? لأن الفتنة تجتنب ولا تجتلب. Fitna must be avoided. It must not be sought at all. So the Sheikh explained and said, فالفتن يبتعد عنها قبل وقوعها وعند وقوعها. فتنة يبتعد عنها. The individual moves away. It should be avoided. It should be kept away from. قبل وقوعها. Before it descends, before it comes, before it happens, avoid it, don't let it happen. And then if it now happens, wa'inda wuku'iha, at the time that it's happening, you avoid it. Avoid that it happens. When it now unfortunately happens, avoid the fitna too. Don't get into the fitna. وَيُبْتَعَدُ عَنْ أَهْلِهَا حُضُورًا وَسَمَعًا. يُبْتَعَدُ عَنْ أَهْلِهَا. You should also avoid the people of fitan. Most times, fitan have ru'us. There are people who will be the ra'as of the fitna. Avoid them and the people around them. يُبْتَعَدُ عَنْ أَهْلِهَا حُضُورًا. Don't meet them face to face. وَسَمَاعًا. Don't listen to them. Don't say, don't worry. If I talk to him, he will hear. He may not hear. He may end up confusing you into the fitna. I remember Imran ibn Hittan, one of the major scholars of hadith. Imran ibn Hittan. If you go to Sahih al-Bukhari, he has a hadith in it. Imran ibn Hittan was so knowledgeable. He's from the tabaqa of the tabi'i, sigar tabi'i. Imran ibn Hittan, or kibaru atba'i tabi'i. This is where he would belong to. He was very, very learned amongst the scholars of fitna, or of sunnah. The reason I'm citing the case of Imran ibn Hittan is, don't say, mukil, mumakil. Oh, bagwekil nisi, who read it? When fitna comes, we read it under this point. People forget their senses. They forget their knowledge. So then people begin to say, Is it not Fadila to shake so dies? Fitina Tiba, he has been afflicted by trials. May Allah protect all of us. Sometimes it is trial inside the home that brings people like this. Sometimes it is trial outside. Different kinds of trial. If you read the books on Mukhtalitun, Ruwat, Al-Mukhtalitun min Ruwat, some of them became people who made Ikhtilat. They mix up Ahadith because their brother died. Suhail ibn Abi Saleh, one of the ulama, when he had one of his relatives passed away, Yulaqqanu al-Fatiha. They were making talqin of Fatiha for him in Salah. You know what it means? If he's observing Salah, Kuleka Fatiha. Afa. When fitna came, he couldn't read Fatiha again. So they will now be telling him, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. He will say, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. When fitna comes. So Imran ibn al-Hittan was a great scholar of hadith. The fitna he got was from marriage. He was interested in one of his cousins who happened to be from amongst the Khawarij. When he was told that girl is Kharijiya, he said, don't worry, me, I'm scholar. If I marry her, I will convert her to a person of Sunnah. فَتَزَوَّجَ مِنْهَا فَصَارَ مِنْهُمْ. He married the lady, that's his cousin, that was so brilliant, beautiful, who was a Kharijiya, that is from amongst the Khawarij. He married her. He himself became amongst the Khawarij. Not just that, he became amongst the Khawarij. Kana ra'sa minhum. He was a head amongst them. You know what he used to do? He used to write manzumat to abuse the companions of the Prophet Muhammad. In the Tifitina nowadays, the extent of the people. From the scholar of hadith to a person who writes manzuma to abuse the companions. Radiallahu anhu. Imran ibn Hittan. Where did he get the fitna from? Women. Wife. The reason I'm saying this is that sometimes when we say fitna, one of the brothers had said to me that he has thought about all these usul that we had read, and he thinks that they can even be applicable in one's daily life. I say yes, they are very applicable. If you have a problem in life, don't go look for your solutions outside the Quran and the Sunnah, because you will only add salt to the wound. So anybody could have been affected with fitna. The reason for Imran ibn Hittan's case was what? He had access to the people of fitna. He even became a ras. He became a ras amongst one of the most difficult sects among the Khawarij. The worst sects among the Khawarij, they are referred to as Al-Azariqa. They are the most dangerous. They are the ones, when you see killing and all of these among Khawarij, they are the ones. But he was amongst the people they referred to as Al-Qa'ada. Who are those Qa'ada? You will not see them in front. But they are sitting down. They are the brain box. The brain box, they are the ones who tell them, do this, do this, do this. So they refer to them as what? Al-Qa'ada min al-Khawarij. That is, they are sitting down controlling the rest. May Allah protect us. Where did he get the fitna from? Lam yabta'id an ahli al-fitani hudura. He did not avoid having anything to do physically with the people of fitna. So don't say, oh, that girl, they said she'll be pastor in her church. Her. If I marry her, if I give her a good dawah, she will change. She can change you. Nobody. Choir master. May Allah protect all of us. The Sheikh says, وَيُبْتَعَدُ أَنْ أَهْلِهَا حُضُورًا وَمَذَا وَالسَّمَاءً. Avoid the people of fitna. حُضُورًا. Don't go and listen to them. Don't go and attend their programs. Don't go. And that's one of the solutions to the fitna of the emergence of Dajjal. What is the nasiha? When you hear that he's in somewhere, you run to another place. And he told us, alayhi salatu wasalam, some people will stand up. One Muslim will say, oh, they say Dajjal is there. Let me just see what is happening. He will go, he will become part of them. So he stood up, waking up in the morning as a mu'min. In the evening, what is he? Kafir. He followed Dajjal. The solution about Dajjal is run away from Dajjal. May Allah protect all of us. So fitna, don't approach the heads of fitna. Don't listen to them. Don't listen to them involves, don't read what they write. Don't read what they write. Don't say you are brilliant enough to disinfect. You may not have the disinfectant with the appropriate concentration of disinfection. And then you become infected. Don't read it. Don't go near them. Avoid fitna. Avoid fitna. Don't let the wind that blow the people of fitna to blow you too. May Allah protect all of us. So yubtadu an ahliha huduran. We must avoid the people of fitna huduran, in terms of presence, in terms of face-to-face meet. Avoid them wasama'a, in terms of listening. Don't listen to them. He wants to tell us that fitna must be avoided in every sense of the word. So he quoted the hadith of Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu. He said, Qala Rasulullahi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, Satakunu fitanun. The Prophet said alayhi salatu wa salam that there shall be fitan, there shall be trouble. Al-qa'idu fiha khairun min al-qa'imi. The one who is sitting down in that fitna, khairun min al qa'imi fiha. The one who is sitting down is better than the one who is standing up. I heard us listening to that audio just now. The reason is that the one who is standing up, he is hearing and seeing what the one who is sitting is not hearing and seeing. Wal mashi fiha, wal qa'imu fiha khairun min al mashi. The one who is standing, his own case is still better than the one who yamshi fil fitna, is going about finding out, asking, meeting Ustaz Lagbaja, meeting Sheikh Tamadu, meeting Dr. Lakasegbe, Wolorinka. Wa idha qila lahum la tusidu fil ardi qalu innama nahnu muslihu. When they say, hey, this is your moving from one sheikh and one doctor to the other, you cause trouble, you say, ah, no worry, we want to settle them. Ala innahum humul mufsidun. He is the one who carries the burdens of the fitna on his head. Avoid it. Avoid it. May Allah protect us. Settling disputes is meant for elders. Settling disputes is meant for elders. Agbalagba, elders. If you know that you are not agbalagba, move away. Agbalagba onimima, elders who are learned, scholars, they are the ones who will settle it. You, unless you already assuming that position for yourself, and that's another fitna for you again. May Allah protect us. Keep quiet. Keep quiet. Don't be a judge between big learned people in the times of fitna. Keep quiet. When they say, why don't you say Omakula wa Isara? Say Oma any amount for any amount for come on return funny be. Keep quiet. Walqa'imu fiha khairun min al-mashi. The one who is standing in it is better than the one who is moving around in the fitna. Walmashi fiha khairun min as-sa'i. The one who moves around looking for information, asking Dr. A, asking Sheikh B, asking Ustaz C, and going about. His own case is still better. Min as-sa'i. His case is better than the pioneers of the fitna themselves. The organizers of the fitna. These are worse people. May Allah protect us. The Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, man tasharrafa laha tastashrifu. Man tasharrafa laha. Whoever goes to try to have a view of the fitna, don't go and have a view. Let me see what's happening. Don't go and see what's happening. Tastashrifu. It will attract you. It will attract you. When they say there's trouble, one doctor and one sheikh, you say, let me start reading. I want to see it. When there's khilaf, I want to see who has. By the time you know it, you become a party in field. Don't look for it. Man tasharrafa laha tastashrifuhu. Whoever goes to view, see, have a perception of what's happening, tastashrifuhu, the fitna will attract him. He will find it attractive. You want to see what they are doing during NSAS, how they broke a bank? So when you see money splashed on the street, what will your mind say to you? You see money on the street. Maybe a bale of 1,000 naira came in front of you. Tell me the first thing that you will say to yourself. Say, it's like Allah wants to solve the problem I have seen. So that is what Shaitan will say to you. May Allah protect all of us. Man tasharrafa laha tastashrifuhu. Whoever goes to have a view of fitna becomes interested in the fitna. As'alullah as-salamat al-haqq. That hadith, okay, says alayhi salatu wassalam, فَمَنْ وَجَدَ فِيهَا مَلْجَأً. The Prophet said sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam, مَنْ وَجَدَ فِيهَا مَلْجَأً. Whoever finds a place of safety, أو مَعَاذَ, or a solace, a place he can hide himself, فَلْيَعُذْ بِهِ. Let him therefore seek solace. Let him therefore seek protection in that place. Meaning that during fitna, you don't run towards it. What do? You avoid it. You look for a place of safety for yourself. May Allah protect us. Rawahu al-Bukhari wa Muslim. That hadith was reported by Imam al-Bukhari rahimahullah and his student, al-Imam Muslim ibn al-Hajjaj Abu al-Hasan al-Nisaburi rahimahullah. Wa fi riwayatin li Muslim an Abi Huraira. And in one of the reports from al-Imam Muslim, also from Abu Huraira radiyallahu anhu, he says, qala qala an-nabiyyu. That's from the riwayah of al-Imam Abu Dawud at-Tayalisi. This riwayah is from the riwayah of Abu Dawud at-Tayalisi. For those of us who will go back and check, qala an-nabiyyu sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, takunu fitnatun, there shall be fitna. An-na'imu fiha khayrun min al-yaqdhan. The one who is sleeping during the times of fitna, he is better than the one who is awake. I was giving an example in the last class. If you are sleeping during fitna, you may be dreaming, go, that you are making tawaf. Or that you are in ihram, you want to start hajj, you are in Arafah. You are saying, labbaik Allahumma labbaik. And there is fitna. You are enjoying, labbaik Allahumma labbaik. The other one is not awake. He is hearing, papa, papa, papa. Are you the same? So the one who is sleeping is better than the one who is awake. The one who is sleeping does not have a share of the fitna. In fact, he may be in another world completely. He may be dreaming that he is inside Al-Jannah. He is seeing Hurun in. He is enjoying himself. كَامْثَالِ اللُّؤْلُؤِ الْمَكْنُونِ. That is the dream he is having. Meanwhile, those who are awake, they are hearing so many things. Gunshots, tear gas, all of it. He is sleeping. So, النَّائِمُ خَيْرٌ النَّائِمُ فِيهَا خَيْرٌ مِنَ الْ من اليقظان واليقظان فيها خير من القائم. And the one who is just awake, he is just awake, he is better than the one who is standing during the fitna. والقائم فيها خير من السائي. القائم فيها خير من السائي. The one who is just standing is just in his house, raising his head, looking out for what's happening. He is seeing and hearing. This person, he is still better than the pioneers of the fitna. The sa'i in it, they are the ones who are behind it. May Allah protect us. Just like he said in the first riwayah, from wajada malja'an, anyone who finds a place of safety, aw ma'aza, or a place of solace, فليستعذ. Let him therefore seek refuge. You find a place of refuge, you can hide your head, hide your head. Don't go and look for it. Don't ask. Don't stand up. Don't open your window to check. How many people have died from that? Many people died because they wanted to check and the stray bullet hit them on the head. I know somebody like that. May Allah protect all of us. وعن أبي بكر رضي الله عنه قال. The second report is from Abu Bakr رضي الله عنه. One of the companions with a lot of children. So, he has about 41 children. Abu Bakr. From 41, 20 of them are males. And all his male children were scholars. Abu Bakr is an eminent companion of the Prophet Muhammad. عليه الصلاة والسلام. وكان عابدا ناسكا. He was a devote servant of Allah subhanahu. He took his worship seriously. Abu Bakr. He has some ahadith for which he is known. He's the one who reported the hadith that لا يفلح قوم. A group of people will not succeed when they make a woman their leader. You remember that hadith in Bukhari? It was reported by Abu Bakr. He also has the case when, during the time of Umar radiallahu anhu, he mentioned that he saw somebody upon zina. There were three of them who said, I saw it. The other one came, I saw it. The third one came, I saw it. He was one of these three. The fourth person said, I only saw the man and woman in a seclusion. You know what that means? The other three, what are they guilty of? Al-Qazf. And in Tariq, he was flogged for Qazf. But he said, I said what I saw. Omar was ready to flog him again. Ali ibn Abi Talib said, hey, it's okay. If I didn't see what I saw, if I didn't see it, I will not say it. I saw it. If you, on the day of Qiyamah, I will say it again that I saw it. Abu Bakr, I saw it. You know, many things happen in the history of Islam. He's an eminent, he was learned, radiallahu anhu, Abu Bakr. And Allah blessed him with a lot of children and a lot of money. He was stupendously rich. Abu Bakr was very rich amongst the companions. Radiallahu anhum. Qala Rasulullahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Abu Bakr said, the Messenger alayhi salatu wa sallam said, Innaha satakunu fitanun. Certainly, there shall be trials, there shall be tribulations. Allah, harfut tanbih. Listen. Ah, hear me. Takunu fitnatun. There shall be fitna. Hada ta'zimun li shanil fitna. By way of showing that this fitna will be great too. It's a big, serious, significant thing you must be careful about. May Allah protect all of us. So what, how will the people grade in the fitna? It says, Al-Qa'idu fiha khayru min al-mashi fiha. Al-Qa'idu fiha. The one who is seated, the one who is sitting, khayrun min al-mashi fiha. He is better than the one who is moving around during the fitna. Wal-mashi fiha khayrun min al-sa'i ilayha. And the one who is just walking around during it, he is better than the one who is the sa'i ilayha. He is the one who races behind it. They are the brains behind it. All his efforts, he placed it. They are the leaders, pioneers behind the fitna. Allah, listen. فَإِذَا نَزَلَتْ أَوْ وَقَعَتْ. When the fitna comes, when fitna emerges and happens, فَمَنْ كَانَ لَهُ إِبْلٌ فَلْيَلْحَقْ بِإِبْلِهِ. مَنْ كَانَ لَهُ إِبْلٌ. مَنْ كَانَ لَهُ إِبْلٌ فَلْيَلْحَقْ بِإِبْلِهِ. Whoever has a herd of camels. In those days, they used to keep their camels somewhere. Go to that place. Go and stay with your camels. Go and stay with your camels in your camel farm. Gently. He said, alayhi salatu wassalam, وَمَنْ كَانَتْ لَهُ غَنَمٌ فَلْيَلْحَقْ بِمَذَا بِغَنَمِهِ. Anyone who has goats, sheep, go and stay with your goats. What does that mean? Don't participate in the fitna. وَمَنْ كَانَتْ لَهُ أَرْضٌ فَلْيَلْحَقْ بِأَرْضِهِ. Whoever has a farmland, go and stay in that farmland. Usually many scholars have farmlands. Many have farmlands. Many of the learned people have farmlands. Many. Even in our country, many scholars have farmlands. Don't say because, don't think that because I say in our country, me too, I have farmland. I don't have farmland. Maybe because I have still not reached the attribute of those people. But it's a common practice of learned people right from the times of the companions. Have you forgotten that Abu Huraira has art? Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As has art. Abdullah ibn Abbas has art. Anas ibn Malik has art. Urwa ibn Zubair has art. Imam al-Zuhri has art. Just count down. Layth ibn Sa'd has art. Like that, you'll be coming down. It was a common practice. Ka pao loko. Find somewhere. So usually, it's one of the means of leaving the rowdiness of the town. They go and stay there. They will be reading. Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas has arts. They go and stay in that farm. They will be reading their Quran. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu taqullah. In their farm. It was in one of those farms that the son of Sa'd came to meet him to say, Abdullah, Ka'b ibn Malik has a farm. There are many companions. Sa'd ibn Zayd, he has a farm. Was he not the one that the woman in the hadith in Sahih Muslim, where a woman who had a farm next to him claimed that this companion took her own farm, took part of her land? A woman accused a companion that you are taking part of my land and you are claiming that you are a companion of the Prophet. And he's from amongst the Al-Asharat al-Mubasharun bil Jannah. So he reported him to the Amir. He went to the governor of Medina at the time. Say, this woman said that I took her land. Say yes. The land is my own. You know women? The sign was here. Then the sign changed. He said, I will take your land after I have heard the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying that whoever usurps even a shibr of a land, he will be tied, that part that you stole, it will be tied on the neck of the one who stole it inside Jahannam. After I have heard that, I will still steal your land. He left her and turned to Allah. Oh Allah, this woman has lied against me that I stole her land. Make her grow old and make that land her grave. The woman grew very old. One day she fell into a well on that land. She grew very old. So old. Old. She was walking one day, she fell into that a well. She was not able to be retrieved. That was her grave. They could not retrieve her. Asabat hada'wa to Sa'd. So there is always da'watul mazlumo. If you think that you can go to Facebook and say anything about people, they can fire you arrows. I tell you, be careful. When Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas was falsely accused that he does not know how to observe Salah, what did he say? Say, oh Allah, this person is telling, if I don't know how to observe Salah, فَقَدْ خَسِرْتُ, it's a loss for me. That was when Sa'd said, I was the first person who shot an arrow fi sabilillah. The first person to shoot arrow in this ummah was who? Sa'd. I fall short arrow in this ummah, and then I will not know how to observe salah, I have lost. Say, oh Allah, this man, if you know that this man is lying against me, hey you are going to grow very old. Because old age too could be difficult. This man grew so old that the skin, the flesh on his face used to cover his eyes. He will be saying while he walks on the street, Asabatni da'watu Sa'd. The dua of Sa'd has afflicted me. Be careful how you deal, relate with people. Some of them will not, if you do something, they will not, and they will not tell you. They will give you da'watul mazlum. You will not escape. May Allah protect all of us. What we said up to that was that the companions, they used to have art, farmlands. One of those who had farmlands was who? Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas. And his son Abdullah came to him while he was on the farmland. Oh, my father, you should be the next Amir. You know, he headed the committee that selected Uthman. The committee that selected Uthman, that was assembled by Omar, was headed by who? Ibn Abi Waqqas, Sa'd ibn Malik ibn Uhayb. He was the head of that committee. So he was eminent amongst the companions. They knew his place with the Prophet Sa'd. He was a pious servant of Allah. And then he was stupendously rich. Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas was very rich. And Allah gave him a lot of children, about 31. He was in that farmland when his son came to say, they are appointing Amir. You are here, oh my father. Shh. Shh. Keep quiet. Do you not know that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Inna Allah yuhibbu al-abda al-taqiyya al-ghaniyya al-khafiyya? Do you not know that Allah loves a servant? He is taqiyyu, he fears Allah. He is ghani, he is rich. And then he is khafiyu, he is not exposed to people around lot here. Yeah. He fears Allah. He is very rich. Who's in law? Yeah. Nobody will call his name. Wallahi, I like it. Wallahi. Just go your own. Yeah. Nobody knows you anywhere. Wallahi. Sad. He was in that farm when this incident happened. So what we are saying is that it's just from the sunnah of the companions and the tabi'un, atba'ut tabi. Among the scholars in our times, there are many who have farmland, so let's proceed. The Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, وَمَنْ كَانَتْ لَهُ أَرْضٌ فَلْيَلْحَقْ بِأَرْضِهِ. Anyone who had a farmland, who had a place to go, only le can be can. فَلْيَلْحَقْ بِأَرْضِ. Go to that farmland. Yeah. Don't join fitna. Call. That's why Afa will not be in the place you'll be saying. The learned person will not be. Soros, okay. Speak up. Speak up. Who is that person saying that people should speak up? Who is he? Who are you? Speak up to what? وقال رجل يا رسول الله. A man said, Messenger of Allah, أرأيت من لم يكن له ابن. أرأيت. What do you think? What is our advice? من لم يكن له ابن. A person has no camel like me. ولا غنم. He has no head of goat or sheep like me too. ولا أرض. He has no farmland also like me. So aina yadhhab, where will he go to? What is your advice for him? Qala ya'midu ila sayfihi. The Prophet said sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ya'midu ila sayfihi, this person will return to his sword. Go back to your sword. In those days, almost everybody had a sword in their house. That is the tradition that some Muslims still carry to today, especially in the northern part of the country. Almost everybody has a weapon to defend himself. I asked somebody, we went to a very remote village in Oyo, about 2019, Uerele. Far away. So, before we took the journey there, we went for a geophysical exploration. Let me say it like that. It was far away. So, the village before we went to that site had a lot of headsmen, and everybody was carrying a machete or a sword. So the person leading us, I asked him, why is it that everybody is carrying a machete or a sword? He said, look around. Have you seen a police station? I said, no. He said, since there is no police, there is no authority that anybody can report an aggression to. Everybody has a sword. So you have your own. I have my own. You can't oppress me. I can't oppress you. You know that I have a way of defending myself. I know that you have a way of defending yourself. So everybody has his own way. Everybody is on his own. Nobody can oppress the next person. Why? He can defend himself. Said, because there's no police to defend anybody. It's far away in the bush. May Allah protect all of us. So the Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, return to that your sword. Fayadukku ala haddihi bi hajarin. That's your sword. Tadukku ala haddihi. You are going to hit the sharp place, the sharp blade, the blade. Get a stone, hit the blade. When you hit the blade, what are you doing to that sword? Huh? You are destroying it. It cannot work as a sword again. Your sword in your house. You don't have anywhere to go. You are in the house and you have a sword. So that when the fitna comes, you will not be tempted to go and carry the sword. You already destroyed your sword. Get your sword. Tadukku ala haddihi bihajarin. You are going to hit the sharp part of the sword with a stone. So there's no case of you wanted to attack me, and then no, you will not have a reason to carry a sword against anybody. You know, ikhwa, this hadith in Sunan Ibn Majah, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in it, Kun ahada abnai Adam. Be one of the children of Adam. Don't be the other one. Be the one who was killed. Don't be the one who killed somebody. Don't be the one who, from your hand, somebody's life went away. No. May Allah protect all of us. ثُمَّ لِيَنْجُوا إِنِسْتَطَعَ النَّجَاءَ. After you have destroyed your weapon, to be sure that you are not participating in the fitna, tanju. You'll be able to find safety. Najat. إِنِسْتَطَعَ النَّجَاءَ. If you're able to find safety, find safety. But be sure that you are not participating. You don't carry a sword against anybody. You don't carry a gun against anybody. You don't carry a knife against anybody during the time of fitna. The Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after saying these, telling us there will be fitna and telling us what to do in the times of fitna, he said, alayhi salatu wasalam, Allahumma hal ballagt. Allahumma hal ballagt. Allahumma hal ballagt. Oh Allah, hal ballagt. Have I delivered the message? Hal ballagt. Have I explained the matter to them? Hal ballagt. Have I made the matter clear to them? He has made the matter clear to us. There will be fitna. This is how you will handle the fitna. If you have a head of camel, go to where your camels are. If you have a head of sheep or goat, go to where they are. If you have a farmland, leave Ko Lagbole, move to your farmland. Oko, there is Oko Etile at Oko Waju. prof, you didn't remember. Okowadi. Far, far away. Don't stay nearby. Far away. That's where you should go to. If you don't now have a place to go to, get a stone. Demobilize yourself. Be sure that you don't have anything with you that can hurt another person. Then find safety if Allah provides the safety. Nothing else. Be sure that you are not participating in the fitna. Breaking, demobilizing your arms is from ijtinabul fitna. It's from the means of avoiding the fitna. Because al-fitna tu tujtanabu wala tujtalab. That was from how the Shaykh deduced that point, al-Asl al-Ashir. Rawah Muslim. The hadith of Abu Bakr was reported by al-Imam Muslim, rahimahullah. Shaykh Sulaiman al-Ruhayli continued and said, وَلَا يَزَالُ الْعَبْدُ بِخَيْرٍ مَبْتَعَدَ عَنِ الْفِتَنِ لَا يَزَالُ الْعَبْدُ بِخَيْرٍ مَبْتَعَدَ عَنِ الْفِتَنِ. The servant will continue to be upon goodness as long as he avoids and runs away from fitan. When you see a man is running away from fitan, he's upon goodness. When you see a man, he's putting himself at the middle of fitan, he has a problem. La yazalu al-abdu bi khairin mabta'ada an fitan. He said, hafidhahu Allah. Wal-qarib. Is it with you? Wal-qurbu min al-fitan. Okay, getting nearer to the fitan. Al-qurb. Getting near to fitan. Yushiku an yadhhaba bi'aqli ar-rajul hatta yataradda fiha. Getting in fitna. It soon takes away the intellect of the individual. Hatta so much that yataradda, yani yaskutu fiha. Until he falls into the fitna. He gets consumed in the fitna. Until he becomes consumed, fitna takes away the intellect. You see the man who was sensible, he starts behaving like, what's wrong? What's wrong? And then he'll start giving himself excuse. My threshold of patience is small. It's because of my threshold of patience. I have a small threshold of patience. Do you know threshold of patience? You don't know this case of threshold, small threshold of patience. When they ask him simple question, instead of answering the question, they say, my threshold of patience is small, because it's under fitna. My threshold of patience is small. You that you studied in all the biggest universities in the world, why should your threshold, as they call it, of patience be small? Because fitna, tuzhibu li'ukuli nas. It takes away the intellect of the people. Hatta yataradda fiha. Until you find the person who is so intelligent, he becomes consumed in the fitna. Qala Hudhayfatu radiyallahu anhu. Hudhayfa radiyallahu anhu said, Mal khamru sirfa. Mal khamru sirfa. Bi adhhaba li'ukuli rijal min al fitan. Mal khamru sirfa. Al khamru as-sirf is pure alcohol. Alcohol that has not been mixed. Al khamru sirfa. Khamru that occurs, the condition that it is occurring is the condition of what? Purity. Khamru, alcohol in its pure forms. It does not take away the intellect of people the way fitan takes away the intellect. Oti, this is my power. Tama huri ra. Fitina ama je kawe yon huri ra bel. Kuni man tinche. And it could be very unfortunate if you find somebody who is drunk. You see him behave like that. The way he's behaving, when fitna afflicts people, their condition is worse than that one. Who said so? Hudhayfa ibn al-Yaman radiyallahu anhuma rawahu ibn Abi Shayba. Al-Imam ibn Abi Shayba has reported this author, and al-Imam al-Albani great seats Hassan. وفي البعد عن الفتنة منع لها من أن تقع في القلب. في البعد عن الفتنة, distancing yourself from fitna involves منع لها. It will help you to avoid it completely. When you keep a distance away from fitna, what does that involve? It involves keeping away from it. Min antaqa fil qalb. It will help you keep away from it so that it does not infect your heart, your mind. It will not afflict you. When you keep away, you are running away. It involves protecting your heart, your mind from infection. Wal man'u ashalu min ar-raf'i. And avoiding it is better than trying to go out of it. Avoiding fitna is better than what? Trying to go out of it. Who is the person who tries to go out of fitna? Who is the person who wants to go out of fitna? The one who was entered, who had entered into it. So avoid it is better than trying to get out of it. So that's why when you start a fitna, you get into it, you are in front of it, wallahi, it's usually difficult to get out. The solution to your problem is avoid it. One way to avoid it is that sometimes when people say some things, if you read it, you'll be thinking that, what do you make rod to hear? Kile yaman shi rodu funu ele. So you don't get involved in that. There is nothing to give a rod to hear. You just avoid it. So don't get into fitna. Because not to get into fitna is better than trying to go out of fitna. May Allah protect us. So the Sheikh says, wal man'u ashalu min ar-raf'i. Avoiding the fitna, keeping away the fitna, is easier than going out of the fitna. It may even be the fitna between a husband and his wife. That you avoid the fitna between yourself and your wife is better than trying to settle it. Avoid the fitna is better than trying to settle it. If your fitna is women and you need to keep away from women, it's better for you than trying to say, I will manage myself. You will not manage your area. It means you don't know yourself. Don't say you want to manage yourself. Don't go into the fitna. Al-Imam Muhammad Nasiruddin Al-Albani, in one of his audios, at that time he was more than 80 years old. He said, give me money to hold and keep. It's better for me than give me a young girl to keep. It's easier. Don't bring woman to me. Sa'id ibn al-Musayyib was somebody who first said something like that, Tabi'i. Because the Prophet said, alayhi salatu wa salam, ma taraktu ba'di fitnatan adarru ala rijali min an-nisa. You will say, welcome, and you are nobody. You have not been able to contain yourself. You will now say, welcome to a woman in your house. She's sleeping and waking up in your house. You have just invited yourself to fitna. There are people like this. And that has destroyed their deen and their honor. Yes. The reason I thought to be discussing this matter is not only big fitan. The fitan that individuals get into also can be resolved with these simple basic rules. Don't start a trouble. It's better for you than calling your family and your wife, you sit down. Oh yeah, you talk. They will be giving you 15 minutes. Are you not ashamed? You are sitting down, you, your wife, her elder brother, her elder sister, her mother, her uncle, and you, Fadila, to shake. They say, Afa, you talk first, 15 minutes. your wife to 15 minutes. When she's talking, you have something to say. They say, no, Papa, you have something to talk your own 15 minutes. Let her talk 15 minutes. Your wife. Don't bring yourself low like that. Don't bring yourself into this. If you want to keep a woman, keep her. If you want to divorce a woman, divorce her. May Allah protect us. The Sheikh says, وَالْمَنْعُ أَسْهَلُ مِنَ الرَّفْعِ. الْمَنْعُ, avoiding the fitna, is better than trying to remove the fitna. كَمَا أَنَّ فِي تَرْكِ اجْتِلَابِ الْفِتَنِ لِلْبَلَدِ مَنْعًا مِنْ وُقُعِهَا فِيهِ وَدَفْعِهَا لَهَا. Similarly, the way we avoid bringing fitna into the community, you avoid it. When you avoid that, hey, don't bring fitna to us. Don't bring the fitna to us. We will not contribute. We will not talk about it. When you are doing that, you are also avoiding that the fitna should come into your house or in your immediate community. He repeated it again. وَدَفْءُ أَسْهَلُ مِنَ الرَّفْعِ. Putting that fitna away is better than trying to remove the fitna. وَالْفِتَنُ إِذَا وَقَعَتْ صَعُبَ عَلَى الْحُكَمَا. Hukama. If you say you are Hakim, when fitna come, it will be difficult for you. صَعُبَتْ أَوْ صَعُبَ عَلَى الْحُكَمَا إِتْفَاؤُهَا. The real hukama, the real people of hikmah, when fitna comes, it becomes difficult for them to put out the fire of fitna. The real hukama. How about somebody who is only claiming to be hakim? When fitna comes, it will consume him. It will consume him. So the real hakim is the one who will be sure that fitna does not come at all. It's not the one who is blowing the billows for the fire of the fitna to burn. That person is not what? It's not Hakim. Why? The Sheikh says, لا يزال العبد الخير مبتعدا من الفتن أو عن الفتن. The individual will continue to be upon goodness as long as he avoids and distances himself from fitan. That is al-aslu al-ashir. I hope that it is clear. Al-aslu al-hadi ashar. I think we can read it because it is not much. Ko? The Sheikh says, rahimahullah, we'd already spent the hour. The Sheikh says, hafidhahullah, min fikhil fitan. From the point we must note regarding fitan is that anna al-fitana yus'alu anha إذا وجد من يحسن الكلام فيها ممن عرف بالسنة والأناة. الفتنة يسأل عنها. You can go and start finding out, asking about it. إذا وجد من يحسن الكلام فيها. If you find someone who has great experience, great knowledge about fitnah, مِمَّنْ عُرِفَ بِالسُّنَّةِ, amongst the people who is well known to be firm upon the sunnah, وَالْأَنَا تَرَسِ بَالَى, people who have double thoughts, people who think deeply before they take actions, and then he is a person of sunnah, ask him, يَا شَيْخ, يَا أُسْتَاذ, يَا anything you choose to call him. How do we handle fitna? What should we do? If he is a person who is well known for sunnah and thinking deeply before he takes action, you can ask him about the fitna. وَشَهِدَ لَهُ الْأَثْبَاتُ بِهَذَا. It's not just that you think that he is a person of sunnah. The learned, the athbat, the well-established, trustworthy people affirm that this person is a person of sunnah and deep consideration in his affairs. During fitna, who do you ask for advice? The person who has a well-grounded knowledge of Sunnah, and he is known for deep thinking before he takes an action, these two things have been confirmed regarding him by the people who are well known to be trustworthy also upon the Sunnah. They say, Lagbaja, he knows this, he does this, he does this, he does this. That will be from the aspects of Fas'alu Ahla Dhikr. So he is min Ahli Dhikr Fima Yata'allaku Bimada Bil Fitan. He's from amongst the people of knowledge as far as the issues of fitan are concerned. Wahada Dabit. This major guideline that I have given, Kal Qaid Lidabit Sabiq, is like a way to understand the guideline that I just mentioned earlier, that you should avoid fitna, don't find out about it, don't ask about it, it means you can ask about the fitna when you see people of Sunnah who are well known and certified to be people of patience and deep consideration. Do we understand? Huwa kalqaid or huwa Kalqaid Lidabit Sabiq is a guideline for the last one. The last one says, don't find out at all. Don't look, don't check, don't see. Avoid, run away. So when you now see somebody, this person knows, excuse me, what should I do in the times of fitna? Ask him if he is a person of Sunnah and deep consideration, and he has been affirmed and attested to by well-grounded people to be a person of Sunnah and deep consideration. You can ask him, how do I handle this kind of circumstance? No, be small boys, then they ask about fitna. So if you have an issue, yourself and a brother, don't go and meet small boy. Those are the people to ask. Those are the people to find out from. If you have an issue with your family inside your house, Yorubas, what do you say? Atari, muni eru ajanaku, afareri. Imuwe kbadi. No areni, one sorrow, si afar kejileti. Si muzakwe mugwayu bateleni. Yabiyo. Taikwe muzakwe mugwayu banisi. Mafimireni, kya. Mwosi la mugwayu bao. So we are youth. Fitina no be your to be orun yin o to gbe orun yin o to o haneze ndi igbo. Are they not telling their youth, hey, keep quiet, don't abuse us, don't insult us, because they are elders? Even though that talk is not sufficient, we should calm them down. When there is peace, then we can talk. When there is no peace, talking will be difficult. The one who will be thinking like this are the elders in the community. May Allah protect all of us. There is need for everybody to give peace a chance. When there is trouble, you can't buy food to eat. Nobody will open their stores. The person who will think like this are the elders. Because they are the one who will be thinking, when you cut this tree now, where will it fall? The youth will just be thinking, I bet we go cut this tree today. The elders will be thinking, if you cut this tree, it will fall on the Nepa pole. And this city will not have electricity for a month. Who is reasonable? The young boy who is, we go cut them today. Or the elderly person who will say, if you cut them, it will fall, destroy another one. Electricity, 1 month. So please, young people, fitna is not good. Fitna is bad. Fitna is very, very bad. May Allah protect all of us. So when we find the people who are elderly upon the sunnah, we ask them. The evidence that we can ask somebody about fitna is the hadith of Hudhayfa ibn al-Yaman, who said, radiyallahu anhuma, kana an-nasu yas'aluna Rasul Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam anil khayr, wa kuntu as'aluhu anil sharri maqafata an yudrikani. The people would ask the Prophet about good, 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 good. I would ask him about bad, bad, so that he does not afflict me. It means we can ask somebody who is well grounded about evil, so that he does not afflict us. And that was why when the Prophet passed away, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who were the people asking about fitan? Hudhayfa. When the Prophet died, alayhi salatu wasalam, Hudhayfa became the mufti. When people are in fitna, they'll come and ask Hudhayfa, how is this? Hudhayfa, what did you hear? Hudhayfa, why? They all know him that he knows about the fitan. He's well grounded about the fitan. Sheikh Isam Musa Hadi, one of the students and workers with Sheikh Al-Imam Al-Albani rahimahullah, Sheikh Isam Musa Hadi was working in the library of Sheikh Al-Albani. They have a library, they employ people to work. You know what his work will be? What will be his work? Arrange the books, keep every book. He took this, be returning the books to the shelves. And wallahi, that one is work too. Returning your books to the shelves, wallahi, it is work. So the scholars used to employ somebody who would do that job. One of the persons doing that for Sheikh Al-Albani was who? A Sheikh Isam. Today he's big Sheikh too, because he was learning in the process. Isam Musa Hadi. He has a book that he has compiled, Sahihu Marwiyati Hudhayfa ibn al-Yaman fil Fitan. The ahadith that Hudhayfa ibn al-Yaman has reported regarding fitan, Sahihu Marwiyati Hudhayfa ibn al-Yaman fil Fitan. Hudhayfa has a book now compiled for him. There are about 120 marfu'at and mawkufat in the book, with tahqiq and sharh. With tahqiq and sharh. Marwiyat Hudhayfa, Hudhayfata ibn al-Yaman fil Fitan. So he is a person who is well known for that. So the people will ask him, and he will explain the fitan to them. This hadith was reported by Al-Imam al-Bukhari and Al-Imam Muslim. So the 11th fiqh, 11th foundation that we must understand in the times of fitan is what? Ask those who are specialists in the matters of fitan. You can ask them about the issues of fitan. Why? Makhafata an yudrikaka, so that the evil of fitna does not afflict you. May Allah protect all of us from the evils of fitna. Bismillah, will continue with the 12th fiqh. We are getting closer to it. Bismillah, we'll read the 12th one in the next class. Bismillah, I think we can stop here to take the few of the questions that we have. عليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. What should a student who is explaining to people on a small level? And he is being asked about a widespread fitna. If you tell them that fitna is not what young people like us can discuss, look for big scholars to ask. Is this a good answer or not? Jazakallah khair. If you tell them, oro fitna ni o, awon agbalagba ni ke mo lo ma bi o. If they ask a young person about a fitna, what should he say? He should say, go and ask a learned people. Though me, I have not reached the level of talking about that fitna. The day we begin to behave like this in this community, especially in our part of this country, we are going to find a lot of rest. You see what you're asking about? I am not qualified to be talking about it. Why will a student not know what he can say, what he cannot say? I can't say this. Please ask bigger scholars. Someone asked me that. You have not spoken about Palestine and Israel. I say, I cannot say that. It's meant for elders. Recently, someone said, you spoke about somebody who had this companion. You spoke about all these. One of the things that happened was Palestine, Israel. I say, it's a big issue. Ask the big scholars, not me. If you find what they have said, that is what we say too. No kazlikuhum. That is, we will say kazalik to them. Don't say your own. Don't say your own. Fitna will reduce. But everybody has a say. No. Don't say your own. Because you don't have anything to say. Those people who have the things to say should be the ones saying. When, may Allah forgive the last chief of army staff who passed away, Ibrahim Abdullahib, he was mentioned to be a very, very pious person. Someone who they observed Salatul Jummah together told me that when he comes for Salatul Jummah, he's always in a haste. Immediately after Salatul Jummah, he's going. But that day, that Friday that he died, he waited. After Jummah, he sat down. He was making dua. You know, in the army, there's big respect. There's respect that you don't even find amongst Omaleke. Do you know that? When their boss does not stand up, they will not stand up. This person telling me is a major general. Sultan. So everybody was sitting down. Oga has not stood up. At least the first 3, 4, 5 rows, you sit down, waiting. Why? Their boss has not stood up. He was making dua. And when he left that place, he went to climb the aeroplane that he died inside. May Allah forgive him. May Allah forgive him. May Allah forgive him. I've heard very, very good things about him. In terms of his deen, his religion. A brother that I know very well said that he did not miss any of the Qiyamul Layl in Ramadan. He was regular in his Ramadan. That is why you must do well, because you don't know the last one that you will do before the time is up. The one you are doing now, do it well. This Maghrib you will observe it well. It may be the last one. This one we are saying now, I wish you say it well because it may be the last one. May Allah provide many opportunities for all of us. If they ask you after that, who is the next chief of army staff, what will you say? That's where I'm coming to. Before the new one was appointed, or have they not appointed a new one? They have appointed. I think I'm reading the news. Yeah. If they ask you, who is the next person, what will you say? Huh? Who asked that question? You. If they ask you, who is the next chief of army staff, what would you say? Huh? I don't know. The same thing. Because that is not your field, it's a matter that is bigger than you. I don't know. The same way. And you will not be ashamed to say it. Will you be ashamed? The same way when they ask you about fitna and armor. And this question of fitna and armor is bigger than the question of chief of army staff. Because it involves lives of people. May Allah protect all of us. To me, I don't know this one. In fact, you may not even tell them to ask anybody. To me, I don't know. I I don't know is a big answer for many big questions. If I'm in a question and answer session, I always prepare 50% of I don't know. Anywhere you are asking me question, say, oh, let's do question and answer today. Put it in your mind. I have set aside 50% of I don't know. So when you ask me and I say I don't know, I'm just picking it from where I have already prepared it. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. It makes things easy for us. Meaning that you will only say what you know about. May Allah protect all of us. I think it will be sufficient for us to stop here today, inshallah. We'll continue in our next class in the next week. Bismillah.